Hello.
Hello. Hello, good evening. May I speak with David, please?
Speaking.
Good evening, Mr. David. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything. We're doing a survey about Fresno County. Can you be so kind, sir, and share your opinion with us?
Okay.
Okay, I really appreciate it, sir. And I'm pretty sure you're going to like the topic. Now, sir, bear with me. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County right now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, sir, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you think you won't not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. Now, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably, chances are 50-50, or you don't think you'll vote?
Almost certain.
Okay. Now, sir, moving forward, bear with me. What's wrong with this? Oh, I see. Okay, moving forward, sir. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or other?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, jobs and wages, housing affordability, parental rights in education, water policy, public safety and crime. Which of these do you feel are most important?
Housing availability.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Gavin Newsom.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
What about Steve Brandow?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Gary Bredfeld?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Paul Dictos?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Moving forward, so I can get back to you. And I want to thank you for taking your time. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman Gary Bredfeld, Businessman and City Council Member Dion Burles, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote for?
Paul Dictos.
Thank you, sir. How soon are you that you would vote for Paul Dictos? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you, sir. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredfeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for that person?
Less.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
Neither more or less.
Much less likely, someone less likely, or someone more likely, or much more likely?
Neither. Put it as neutral.
Okay. A candidate who would bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
More favorably.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Much more likely to vote for that person, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Much less likely.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Very unlikely.
And a candidate who is a Democrat.
More likely.
Okay, moving forward, so we're almost done here, sir. Now I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates who for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate, okay? Now, Gary Bledsoe currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. Now, he is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bledsoe will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened and respected. After hearing that information, would you say that there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Gary Bledsoe for county supervisor?
No chance.
No chance, okay. What about Steve Brandel currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses?
No chance.
Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. What chances do you have? Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. Now, after hearing this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidate were Paul Dictos, Gary Bledsoe, Steve Brandel, or Dion Burtis, who would you vote for? I mean, who?
Paul Dictos, although I don't know the fourth one
okay.
much about him.
Okay. What about, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, sir, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
The Democrat.
Democrat? Would you say a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, thinking in political terms, sir, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Graduate studies.
graduate school, okay? And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my home.
Okay. And Mr. David, I do want to thank you for taking your time this evening and sharing your opinion with us. Your opinion does matter. I want to thank you. The survey has concluded. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay, sir?
All right. Could you tell me who your organization is doing the poll for?
Yeah, you could go on the website, look for Opinion Research or Metro Research, either one, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye. Okay.